birthday is December the 10th, 1986. This is Sherry Sheridan, and I'm interviewing Amy Beatrice Burkhalter. And everyone calls her Granny B, and she's going to tell us about the early school days and what it was like to go to school a long time ago. Today is December 10th, 1986. This is Sherry Sheridan, and I'm interviewing Amy Beatrice Burkhalter. Everyone calls her Granny B, and she's going to tell us about the early school days and what it was like to go to school a long time ago.
Practically forgotten all of those things. Have been so much passed over since. And think about something funny that happened. You know, back when I was going to school in Diabol, it was a very small school. And we only had to the seventh grade or the eighth grade when I was first starting. And then as the children got older to go to school, they were sent away to school, seventh and third. They would go somewhere else if they wanted to finish their education. Not very many children died that anyway. They just quit and went to work at the mill. But my class, every year after we got to the eighth grade, every year they'd add a new grade for us. And then that group would stay together, and then the next year they'd add another grade. And we started in when we were in the ninth grade trying to affiliate our school. We were not an affiliated school at that time. And we worked on it when we was in the ninth grade and tenth grade, and then we graduated in 11th grade back in those days. So when we were the first graduating class in Diabol, and my group was, and we had affiliated us with the state. We were an affiliated high school. And there were eight of us finished. It was the first graduating class in Diabol. That was in 1922. And we graduated. But coming on up through those years, I really don't remember much smart, you know. There was, of course, a lot of funny things that happened in school. We, one time we had a boy there that was misbehaving, and the principal was going with him. The principal was one of our teachers, you know, he was a teacher. He made a grab for him, and the boy run and jumped out the window, and the windows were way up high then, and the principal jumped out behind him to catch him, and he broke his leg. So that was one funny thing. It was an amusing thing that happened, but he broke his leg trying to catch the ball. But back in the grades, the children who lived in, we all went home at lunch. Everybody lived in town. We had an hour off, and we all went home because it wasn't very far, you know, anybody. Prochaska's Stable was very small in that time. Everybody went home for lunch except the country children, and the children who came in from the country brought their lunch. And they put it in the cloakroom. You know what a cloakroom is? Mm. It's a closet. It's like you have, see, I have a closet over there. We call it a cloakroom. And you put your coats in there and take off all your coats and everything when you come in every morning. So, and we had a shelf up high in there. And you put your lunches, if the country children all brought the lunches, they put them up on the shelf above the coats. So, and if any of the boys misbehaved, the teacher would make them sit in the closet, shut the door. That's one of the punishments they had, you know. So there was two boys in our group that always, every day about 10:30, they got to misbehave. They would misbehave till the teacher just got real provoked with them and put them in the closet, shut the door on. Well, they'd eat up all the lunches in there, you know, and the country kids then would come to lunchtime. They didn't have a lunch to eat. It went on that way for several, because the kids were afraid to tell on them, you know, they were kind of bully boys anyway. And they were afraid to tell the teacher, and finally one of the kids did tell the teacher. That's what they were doing every day. They misbehaved and get in the closet those lunches. I thought that was kind of an amusing tale. Kids have always been kids, even back in my day, they were kids.
Well, did they get punished for eating lunch?
Oh, no, they didn't get punished for eating lunch. They just didn't get shut up in the cloakroom, you know. Next time they misbehaved, they got a spanking. You know, teachers used to spank. Oh boy, they would spank. I kept that good paddle there, and they were really good to them. we always separated the boys and girls. The boys and girls didn't play together at all on that campus there. This campus was where the elementary campus is now. It was an old building. But in just four rooms, we all had school in three rooms. In the fourth room was the band. The school out of town had bought the band. And they met them practice several nights a week. And you know, they left the instruments in the school. The school was never locked. And we could leave our books and everything, and they left the instruments. Nobody ever bothered them. Can you imagine that now?
Not today.
They never locked the door. There's never locked. But we never did go in there, you know, during the day. We didn't go in there and bother either. We knew those band instruments in there. We knew the men in town practiced there. And they'd give a concert every once in a while. And everybody would go to hear it. And we always played. We separated the boys from the girls. The girls played on one side and the boys played on the other side, you know. But one day, the boys had a bad habit of chunking, throwing things at each other. You know, throwing. They'd get out there and get, I guess they're playing war. I don't know what they're playing then, but it's always throwing things. And there's one child that they always really teased, all the boys teased on him. So one day they just kept teasing him and teasing him. He picked up something to throw and missed that boy and hit me right there. And I still got the scar right up there where just laid my head wide open. And I was way off on that. I was on the other side of the campus there, but this boy come running, you know, down by me, and he threw at him just to hit me. Laid my head over my face. Let me see, I don't know anything else right funny right now that's happened. We always sat two together in our desk. Did you ever see any of those old desks where two people sat together?
Yeah, that's the only one.
So we always had a desk mate, you know, somebody that called my desk mate. And we couldn't talk during the day at all. And you weren't supposed to look on her work. If she was doing some work there, the teacher would better not look over there and call me. But sometimes she would, you know. Sometimes she would slip it over just a little bit and let you look at it. If they knew you said having a hard time getting to work. But I had some real nice friends I grew up with. One of them, that she and I were desk mates back in from the second grade on for 2 or 3 years. I've forgotten how many years, because she moved to Lufkin. But then she started teaching in Lufkin, and she taught in Lufkin. She had been teaching anywhere else but taught in Lufkin all those years, and she just died last year. So she was a real good friend of mine. We were desk mates back in the early years of our school.
Did you have many desk mates?
I had this one all the time. She never did until she moved away. We were always in them, and then I had, you know, some more. But every year when you got one, you kept them all that year, unless the teacher thought you all weren't compatible. She'd move you, but usually we just got along real well, you know.
Did you get to choose your own desk mates, or?
Well, yeah, kind of. Wasn't very many of us, you know, we were all good friends, and we could choose who we wanted. Because it wasn't very, there wasn't too many kids in the room.
How long did y'all go to school? How long during the day?
Well, we had a long day, but we had long recesses. We had, I guess we had an hour off in the morning to play. And then an hour off in the afternoon. We usually went to about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Went from 8 to 8 till 12, and then went from 12 to 1 when we were home and eat our lunch and came back. 1, and then we had a long recess. We had to carry our water. We wanted water on the campus. And we had the boys, that was the boys' job, to take the water bucket. 2 water buckets, 4 boys would go off to get 2 water buckets full of water and bring them back. 1 for the boys to drink out of. Everybody had to carry their own cup. And we had, I don't know whether you've ever seen those little folding cups. They'll come up like this, you know, and then have a top to go on. And you close them up and put your top on and carry them in the pockets. And had to have that to drink out of, because everybody had to. You didn't have a public drinking cup. Everybody had that. They had one there, but anybody wanted to drink it. Everybody carried their own drinking cup. And anyway, we all the boy. And in the hall, in this old building, we had 2 rooms on this side and a hallway, and 2 rooms on this side. And in that hall, we had a piano. And the teacher, one of the teachers always played a march. We had to line up outside when the bell rang. Line up outside, and she'd play a march, and then we'd all march in. Well, these boys would go get the water. And they'd come along and accidentally spill water on this bench for the teacher, and she would evidently never would look. She'd go sit down in that water every time. Every day she'd sit down in that water. And the boys would get a big kick out of the teacher sitting down in the water on that bench. So we had some mean boys back in our days. Mischievous, I guess you'd call them. Ask me some more questions. Maybe I'll think of something else.
Did you have homework after school? Did you have a lot of homework today?
Yeah, I had a lot of homework. And you know what? We didn't have any electric lights and dipole. Back in my early years, but then they put in electric lights, and they just had a little one hung up from the ceiling, you know. And I guess the watt, 25 watt, I don't know, it was very dim, but it looked awfully bright to us because we had those old lamps, you know, all the year. And we had to study at night, and where we did our stuff, the kid, there was 3 of us children in school, and then we had a little bitty sister that wasn't old enough to go yet. But we'd all sit around the big round dining table and get our lessons. And I'd be the oldest one. It was my job to help those 2 young ones get their math and, you know, whatever they had to have. I had to teach that night. We had school every night at home. So they get their math and their English and whatever, history. Yeah, we had a lot of them.
Was there a lot of different subjects in school? Did you have a lot?
About the same. Well, we didn't have as many as you have now. But we had, we had arithmetic and reading and English and geography and science. I guess we had nearly everything going on, basically.
Did all the kids go in one classroom to have class, or did you break it up for age groups?
Everybody in one group, everyone in one grade, and sometimes there'd be different age groups in the grade. Each grade stayed together often. There'd be from 15 to 20 in a grade, and there may be 10 different age groups, and they, you know, they go all the way from 6-year-old to 10 in the first grade. And, you know, no, we didn't start. We didn't start with 7. You know, start school with 7 or so. But I went to kindergarten. My birthday came in December, and I couldn't start that year. So I would have been nearly 8 before I could have started. My mom sent me to a private kindergarten. So I didn't enter the first grade in Babylon. I mean, I didn't enter, I entered the second grade next year when I went to kindergarten. Ask me something else and see if I...
Well, was the grading system different? Did they grade harder then than they do now?
Well, it seemed like they did. It seemed like, which I guess that's all the way all children do. You think that they grade hard. But seemed like they expected more out of us than they do out of children these days. Because our life revolved around school, you know. This being that little town where there was nothing but the church and the school. Our activities were either at the church or the school. Didn't want anything else to do.
Were there any extracurricular activities after school? Mm-hmm. Did they have football team? Mm-hmm.
Now they started that about the near my, I guess my 10th grade. Maybe they started some. We started volleyball and basketball. Because I was on the basketball and we were as a bloomer girl. So we wore big bloomers at blouse way down here to play in. You know what bloomers are?
I don't think so.
Britches. Big blouse and britches with elastic in them. You pull them up to your knees. Blouse down there, kind of bloomers.
Did you compete with other schools in basketball?
Burke. That's Burke. Play day sometime. Play with them usually. We just played at home. But we didn't have it back in my younger days. We didn't have anything like that. But then we was beginning to. I guess as we grew up, we began to have, you know, more to do. Because the older the kids, who could afford it, went away to school anyway. When they got, you know, old enough. Very few. Well, now, in this graduating class of mine, the superintendent had 2 children. The man that owned the drugstore, the jewelry store and everything, he had a son. Lady who run the boarding house had a daughter in it, so it was just like that. They were pretty well-to-do people, you know. The rest of us were just poor laborers. Our fathers were just poor laborers. We couldn't afford to go away to school anymore.
Where would they go when they went to school?
Well, they sent them different places. Some of them went to San Antonio to that part of that school, whatever. We ain't forgotten the name of it. And there was a holiday school somewhere that one of our girls went to. I can't remember. I was talking about going to holiday, but I can't remember what that was. And I just remember we're talking about in the holiday school. But I don't remember where they were. Ask me something else.
Well, that's about all. I really appreciate you talking to me.
Well, I wish I could think of something else for you to tell you about it, but we had a real good time when we were in grade school. Because the teachers didn't ever come out and watch us play. They turned us loose up there on the campus. And we organized our own games and played out, you know, we didn't have any supervision at all. I don't know what the teachers are doing in the grading papers, I guess, while we were outside doing it. Real good time playing.
Well, I really do appreciate you talking with me.
I wish I could think of something else too. I hope you picked it up all right.
I think I have. Well, thank you.